Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Shaw Reedkirk is the COO of Synapse Health. They're an organization leading the way, focused on advancing the durable medical equipment industry and addressing the shortfall in caregivers. Excited to have you on. Welcome to the show, Shaw.
Thank you. Appreciate having me.
Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been in healthcare for 30 years. The first two decades of that, I was focused on clinical documentation, and then the last 10 really focused on home medical equipment. I got into home medical equipment because it became more of a personal thing to me. Both of my grandparents in the last years of their lives, they were able to actually stay at home rather than go to a nursing home or have repeated hospitalizations because they had the right equipment. To be able to live out their last years at home in a more comfortable environment. So the experience itself showed me how powerful that can be in preserving dignity, rights, so quality of life. But it also showed me actually how difficult the process can be to get what you need in the home timely. And so that kind of drove me into the home medical space or home medical industry. Professionally, I focused my career kind of on building healthcare better for patients, especially during vulnerable moments. But I've also been deeply influenced by my partner of 22 years, who is a retired chief master sergeant from the Air Force. His commitment to service, accountability, and kind of doing things the right way has also driven me in how I show up every day for our patients in this industry and what I'm doing for healthcare in general. I am personally driven by knowing the work that happens behind the scenes makes a difference. I'm an operator, so I'm a behind the scenes guy, but that it really drives the ability to heal at home versus being lost in the hospital systems, which is very tough, especially in those more vulnerable, tough moments of your life. So that's why I do what I do.
Well, that is a compelling story, and it certainly makes sense. So you said that your folks had the right equipment. What is the right equipment?
Yeah. So for my grandfather was actually had a oxygen, but then also was able to have a hospital bed in the home to be able to have mobility needed versus having to go into an inpatient center. And so kind of having that made just quite the difference. Similar for my grandmother, it was oxygen as well. Oxygen is one of the main things in the home to help drive care. But she actually had mobility aids. So we had a wheelchair in the home to be able to move throughout the home itself versus being in a nursing facility. And it actually allowed my mother and I to take care of her for the last 2 years of her life before she passed away from cancer. So it just made it just it's an amazing experience to be able to live and understand and kind of see how that all happens.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. You can read about it or hear stories, but until you see it firsthand, that's when it really sinks in. So can you define durable medical equipment for me?
Yeah, so it is a varying a product. So durable medical equipment can be from the simplest thing like a walker or a wheelchair, kind of what we call bent metal, the things that help you be mobile at home, to respiratory, to invasive or non-invasive ventilation in the home, to sleep. So CPAP machines, sleep, actually a better night's sleep is so much better for your health than you can imagine. And then also diabetes as well. So also the diabetes and all sorts of supplies that you need to take care of yourself at home, in wound situations, incontinence, urology. It covers the entire kind of gamut of everything you could use at home, to be able to live.
So talk to us a little bit about the different challenges that, for lack of a better term, the industry or the country is facing as people are getting older.
Yeah, from an industry perspective, one of the things that's interesting, the industry is very fragmented. So it's a lot of small suppliers out there and is actually a highly regulated space as well. It's more complicated from a paperwork perspective to get a walker than it is to get medication in a pharmacy. So the simplest things actually take a lot more documentation today, and it's still very manual. Fax is probably one of the main modalities today, even with ePrescribe and all the EHR systems out there, to get a prescription to a DME provider today. And so, what we've done is be able to take some of those manual processes, build some technology around it, but also to bring all of the network of these DME providers together, so that it's not reaching out to 100 or 200 different providers. It's a single provider, a single point of care for that patient. And then we control the network and we ensure that they get the care that they need. So it really drives that kind of ability to centralize all of that and make it easier for the patient. It's very hard for the patient to know where to go outside of, I got a prescription fax to DME X, and so go get your stuff. And so we help make that experience better for those patients. Also, within the space itself today, one of the things that drives, unfortunately, is that the payer contracts drive utilization. So DMEs are incentivized today to provide a patient everything they could possibly have up to those payer contract rules. That's not actually good for the patient. So the patient needs what they need, and there's a cost to that too. So that patient is overburdened. So every extra product you give that patient just because you can causes a cost to that patient. There's usually a copay or deductible, so they're a burden to that patient. So we try to take that burden out. From the perspective of giving the patient what they need, not what we're incentivized to give them because of a payer contract.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there for sure. It's crazy to me that faxing is still this most common way people are doing this. I don't think anybody ever liked fax machines in the first place. And is that just because it's an accepted mode by so many people? So they're like, we'll just keep doing this?
It is, and a lot of the smaller offices, like the clinicians, the home, kind of the primary care, the pulmonologists, they still have antiquated systems, many of them. And so while it may be an e-fax now, it's still a fax, right? And so even the largest EHRs have the ability to fax that paper prescription that we need or a standard written order to us. Now, what we've done internally within Synapse is we've utilized AI to take those faxes, read them, turn them into orders and digestible documents, and also qualify them. So now people are building technology around technology, or building technology around the paper, around the faxes to resolve the issue. While faxes, I'm going to say, are going to live on for probably just decades to come still. And some of them still paper, which is unbelievable to me today, but it still happens.
Yeah, it's extraordinary that AI could probably read the fax just as an image. So let's just keep faxing, Shaw.
Yes.
Let's just keep doing this. It's strange to hear that it's easier to get a prescription filled for a medication than it is to get a walker. Is that because the prescription medicine industry has been working at this problem for longer than the DME?
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
It is. I think you could probably say they have better lobbyists to some degree. And in the beginning, especially, there was a lot of fraud in DME, and so they continue to add on rules on top of it to make it harder. And you can understand there's bad actors in every part of healthcare and every part of every industry. There's a bad actor, but now it is so overregulated from a perspective of just to get a simple piece of equipment. You don't just need an order. You need chart notes. In many cases, you need lab testing just to get some of the simplest piece of equipment. And without it, doesn't qualify. And if it doesn't qualify by Medicare standards, then it doesn't qualify. And so it becomes very complicated to put out the needed equipment in those scenarios.
Yeah, that's a really frustrating thing. Obviously, if I'm the actual patient and I need a walker, I would like to have it sooner rather than later, probably. And having to jump through all these really cumbersome hoops on my own, or if I'm doing it on behalf of a loved one, I could see where that would be just really a frustrating, terrible thing.
And you have the patients then go to just Amazon or go to other places and start paying for it because they don't want the burden of trying to get the equipment they need that's actually covered by their insurance.
Got it. Oof. All right. So you've got your work cut out for you.
That's the fun of it. That's what makes an exciting way to change an industry.
Recognize clear problems and then work to solve those issues. So it sounds like as technology advances, it's making things better and easier, but there's still a big people, not a problem, maybe a problem. There's not enough people providing care.
They're from an industry perspective in DME, it's more of there's too many to some degree. So there's all these small mom and pops that make it hard sometimes to know what to get. And not everybody provides the broad spectrum of equipment. So you may have to go down the street to one DME provider to get your walker. You may have to go to another one to get your CPAP and another one to get your CGM supplies for diabetes because they don't cover the gamut. So I think you have your big national providers that do it all. But many are incentivized to make sure you get it all too. And you have the little ones that can't do all of it. And so it becomes more complex for the patient to try and figure out exactly where to go to get everything they need, especially for a more complex patient that has multiple comorbidities that have the additional needs for multiple products.
Okay. So how does Synapse address that?
So what's good about Synapse is, so we bring all of the network together. So we bring all the DME providers, the small ones that are local and can provide that personal feel, along with every national DME providers in our network today, actually, as well. But we become the central point of care for the patient. So no matter what product they need, they come to Synapse. And then we make sure that they get it through the right network. What we're also able to do, because we did build this big network below us, is that we're able to also say, this provider is not doing a very good job, so we can move you to this provider, right? We have the ability to actually do it based on the patient and all of the focus being on the patient versus I've just got to get product out the door. We've also taken the chance just right out the gate or taking the opportunity to build an experience for the patient so the patient, it's easy for them to order from Synapse. So it's not always picking up the phone and calling or trying to find the right person. We have a digital experience, and believe it or not, most patients in their 60s and even 70s have an iPhone and they're able to go because they're so used to that Amazon experience that they have a patient portal now. Or that we have a patient portal that they're able to order their equipment, see it happen, and they don't care actually who delivers it. They just know that they come to Synapse and we're able to get it to them and kind of be that central point.
Well, that certainly makes sense. Are there competitors to you, or nobody else thought to do this? It seems like a very common sense, smart approach that you're taking. That's a win-win for really everybody.
Yeah, we are. I would say there was people that have tried it on a smaller scale, never to the scale of Synapse. And our closest competitor would be like a national DME provider, right, that has their own ability to deliver nationally in most cases. But then you are have no choice as a patient. Your choice is I go to this one provider versus I can come to Synapse and I could have three different providers providing me services. So I get the care I need in each space while also having just one central point of contact. So today, Synapse is the only organization out there today that has this capitated network that's been built. And we're able to then use the network of DME providers to deliver the services. So it is truly a transformative thing for this industry, which is what's so exciting about being part of it.
Yeah, for sure. So walk me through the user experience and let's just stick with Walker. So I need a walker. We'll just use me and tell me what I need to bring to the table once I come to Synapse.
Yeah, so for a Synapse patient, so for a walker example, that generally that would get sent to us by the provider directly. So the provider, you go see your provider, or you're in the hospital and you get discharged and you're like, I need a walker for home mobility. That actually gets sent to us automatically from the provider, or in some cases through integration that we have with the health systems and their EHRs. Once we get that order, we review it for medical necessity. So it's a very easy process because we put it through our engine of AI engine that helps us qualify based on Medicare standards. And then we reach out to the patient and say, when would you like the product delivered? Get your copay, right? Because everybody has a copay in healthcare today. And then the product's delivered. It's as simple as that for any patient that is in our Synapse network today. What is nice about it as well is that it could be a, I want it delivered, I want to pick it up at one of the stores, or in many cases, it's delivered straight from the hospital. So you leave, there's a discharge person there at the hospital, and patients go home with equipment often when they're discharged from a hospital versus waiting for it at home.
Which sounds ideal.
Yes.
So is your client the actual provider? It's a hospital system. It's not me. You're not trying to get me to sign up with Synapse.
So our customer is actually the payer. So our customers, we have a contract with a specific payer, and that payer says, if you're in my network, so you have my insurance, then you use Synapse for your durable medical equipment. So that is really how a patient comes to Synapse, is because it's payer specific. We have a capitated agreement with a payer that says every patient in our network comes to Synapse for your medical needs. And then we work very closely with the prescribers to get the order, so the prescribers know it's X insurance, so it must come to you, and we get it, and then we work with the patient. So a patient would come to us on their resupply. So once they're in the network, every 90 days, for example, they need resupply. They're on ostomy and need resupply. Then they either can go to the patient portal and order their own supplies, similar to an Amazon experience, or they can call us anytime, say, I need my 90-day supply, and it ships. But we kind of bring the patient, the prescriber, and the payers all together in one, so that the patient only has to deal with one spot, even though we're dealing with all of those and our networks, to deliver the product as well.
Nice. Well, that certainly does make sense and makes it easier and streamline and probably, I mean, there's probably a lot of great benefits. Obviously, the patient is getting the equipment that they need and everything is pretty streamlined and you're able to cut down on waste, hopefully, and certainly fraud.
Yes, that is a big benefit, is cutting down on the waste, especially from a patient's perspective, because again, they have to pay for part of that, right? So they're paying a copay or deductible. It also is a big cost to the insurance companies. I know the insurance companies always looked at as the bad guy, but every bit of utilization drives up your insurance costs, and it's wasted cost. And if it was cost for something that the patient needed, it's very valid. But if it's stuff that you just get because you can, and you add it on, you're kind of driving the patient to stuff they don't need. And that's definitely the opposite of what our model does and what we want from the model.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Yeah, certainly. As we're getting older, we need to hold on to as much of our money as possible, so I don't need to be buying stuff that I don't need.
Yes.
Well, excellent. So, I mean, I'm sure that there's regulatory hurdles that you have to overcome, and but what are some of the big challenges or headwinds to making this more commonly accepted?
Yeah, just in general from DME, not even just specific to our model and how we do it from a capitated perspective, is the documentation requirements. It is more complicated to order a piece of equipment, right, than a hospital admission in many cases of what you need, the authorization requirements in many cases to get product that the the physician clearly has prescribed to you and knows that you need for your medical condition. So that very much is just to be able to kind of rein in the large documentation requirements that have happened over the years. And we are working as well to do that, right? Working on the Hill, just as everybody is, to try and make things more of a streamlined process. And I just think in general, you always have the challenges of prescribers and the education as you grow and getting them to ensure they're sending things the right place. I think technology for us has played a big part of making that easier because we do give the prescribers the ability to send order to us probably seven, eight different ways, almost any way possible, including the good old fax. So they're not forced to do one thing or another to get something to us. And similar to the patient, because it is a challenge for a patient. You call some of these DME providers out there, and you could be on hold for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes just to get the wrong branch and not get serviced. When we look at our service levels, right, we're kind of in the 8 to 15 second range. But it's because we centralized everything and we brought it together to make it that easy. And so those challenges are always going to be there. If you can't meet the patient where they are, then it becomes a much bigger challenge for the patient.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Even when a lot of folks are tech savvy, we still don't want to sit on hold forever and get rerouted and all that stuff at any age, Shaw.
Age. Yeah,
Well, I love it. Well, Shaw, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about Synapse? How can they how can they use and engage?
so can definitely come to our website at synapsehealth.com. You're definitely on LinkedIn. You can find Synapse Health on LinkedIn or myself personally on LinkedIn as well. I'm always available to all of our patients. I personally have a called COO at synapsehealth.com, and where I respond to every patient personally that reaches out to me because I do want to make sure that we have that personal engagement at all times. And so always happy to have people engage and really appreciate you having me on and letting me be part of the conversation today.
Yeah, well, it's always fascinating to learn about a new industry and to hear how people are trying to innovate and streamline and make easier, the delivery of important services, especially to folks when they are older. So, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Shaw your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to synapsehealth.com and check out everything that they're working on. You could find Shaw on LinkedIn as well, and I will link all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Shaw.
Awesome. Thanks, George. Bye.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.